dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm your host and producer, Debbie Dashinger. It is my pleasure to be here with you. We're going to be talking about some resolutely difficult advice today. And also, I had an amazing conversation with someone, and it really leads us into today's show. A little bit later on, I'm going to be having some relationship experts on. I'm so excited for this conversation because I don't know about you, I am ready to learn something new. I need a new formula, guys. I need to know what else is out there that really works. And why I bring this up about our show and our guests later on is I had a conversation with somebody myself today on the telephone, and she was sort of interviewing me about potentially introducing me to her audience and doing some collaboration. She's in the entertainment business, and she's wondering what I can teach her people about media. We got along great, and at the end of the conversation, she laughed and said, "Wow, you're one of those people. You got a place that you own in L.A., you have a puppy, you have a guy, and you have a career you really love. I hear your passion. I can't believe you have a guy." Isn't that funny, all those things? And she said, "You're not one of those in L.A. I can't believe you have a guy for 9 years." And I said, "Well, what does that mean, one of those in L.A.?" And she said, "You know, one of those women, smart, articulate, and they just can't seem to find a guy. And their party line is always, there's nobody here in L.A. Well, you know, fill in the blank with wherever you live, except maybe Alaska. Is that possibly true for you? So if that's your truth, let's find out what's really going on, because a little bit later, my New York accent is so out right now, Orna and Matthew Walters are going to be sharing with us, why is real love hard? Why is real love hard? And what can we be doing differently to make it easy? I love easy myself. So let's manifest what we say we really want. This is Dare to Dream. This show is created for you guys, so that you take these yummy dreams, love, and whatever else you really deeply desire, and you turn it into your reality. And that's what it's all about. Life is so fast, tick, tick, tick. So let's create what it is we say we deeply desire and have the most joy-filled life possible. I want to talk about that in the resolutely, potentially difficult advice that I'm going to offer, which is, make yourself happy first. All of us are so conditioned to see how we might align and assist other people. We live for it, we get joy from it. But really, I'm going to make this recommendation, make yourself happy first. So here's the deal. Whenever I get a new project, and in my past, whenever I was getting a new project coming in, dream, success, radio media, turning a book into a bestseller, something out there, working a red carpet, doing a live stream, doing camera work, I would have an old assistant friend of mine always ask me, what did they want? What did they want? Well, how the hell do I know what the client wants, what the world wants, what will sell or be popular? None of us knows what's really going to sell or be popular. We have no control. No control over other people's ideas, their emotions, or their tastes. Even with all the focus groups in the world at your command, it's still just a guess, an expensive guess. So here's my guess. My own guess is that the world wants you. It wants you. It desires your weirdness. It wants your complexity and screwball perspective. It wants your opinion, your humor, and your history. It wants all that is beautiful and tremendous and different inside of you. It wants that beautiful, tremendous difference that's inside of you to come out. That's actually what people are going to buy into, what they will be attracted to, what they truly desire. So I recommend, do not try to please other people. That warrants saying again, don't try to please other people. Just make work that matters. Just make work that matters that reflects what you're deeply passionate about. This enthusiasm at the cellular level creates commitment and excitement. You then become a beacon, attracting your people, your tribe, your audience. Making yourself happy equals making the world happy. So I highly recommend, when you're on the path to creating your dreams, figuring out your dreams, taking action steps, breaking it down into projects, taking on the chunks and doing things, be a bold believer. Be an advocate for creativity. Make yourself happy first. I want to know who you are indigenously, autonomously, differently. That's why you were created in the perfection that you were, with your own thumbprint and blueprint. So dare to dream and dare to create your dreams into your reality and make yourself happy first. Well, as promised, I am bringing on Orna and Matthew Walters, who are soulmate coaches for professional single women. They are also the founders of Love on Purpose Revolution, a global online event. Both Matthew and Orna each struggled with love relationships for the majority of their adult lives, individually mastered self-love, then allowing them to come together to form a true soul partnership. Their breakthrough coaching program, Bring In Your Beloved, is the only course in the world that allows you to identify and change your own personal love imprint, removing blocks to love so you can love yourself and others more deeply. Orna and Matthew have been featured on television, radio, and print outlets, including NBC, Fox News, MSN, USA Networks, KPFK Radio, and with Les Brown on CBS Radio. They were guest experts on Bravo's The Millionaire Matchmaker. To learn more, go to creatingloveonpurpose.com, and for this radio show, go to creatingloveonpurpose.com/dare to dream. Orna, Matthew, it is so awesome to finally have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's so awesome to be here.
Yeah, Debbie, we are super excited to have this conversation with you for your listeners today.
Yep. Romantic love, God, what is possible? So I sort of tasked you there at the beginning about, let's go someplace we've never been before, teach us things we've never heard before. Why do some people find love easy? They just go there, they get partnership, and then so many actually struggle to have lasting love.
Well, yeah, let's just jump right in. And I love that you call this show Dare to Dream, because both Orna and I, before we met, we dared to dream that we could create an amazing, soul-filled relationship. It was our separate individual passions, and when we came together, it really became this much bigger passion that the two of us have. And it is this question, right? Why is it so easy for some people and some other people it just seems so hard? You know, we always joke that between the two of us, we've pretty much made every mistake you can make in relationship. And that's why we are the experts we are. Right?
That's right. Been there, got out, been to hell, and now you're here to teach about it.
Exactly. And one of the things we discovered really early on in this work is we discovered this idea, this concept, and for us it was life-changing, and it became really life-changing for all of our clients. And it's this idea of what we call your love imprint. Mm-hmm. And your love imprint it's a system, right? It's how you learn to receive love in your family of origin.
And this system has several components. It's made up of your limiting beliefs, your mental emotional patterns and your behavioral strategies around giving and receiving love. So this is learned in your family of origin from a very young age.
You could say it's pre-conscious, right? Because it really starts when we're just a little toddler. You think about a newborn baby. When they come into the world, if you've ever been around a newborn, one of the things you experience about them is they are the physical embodiment of the energy of love. They don't have any beliefs about love being hard or difficult. They give love freely. They receive love freely. And this is our true nature. And yet here we are. We're born into this family of human beings, right? And human beings are, by our nature, we're flawed. We make things difficult. You know, we make love conditional. And we don't consciously do it. But that's what happens, right? Our parents love us more when we, you know, we achieve, or they love us more when we keep our mouth shut, or they love us more when, you know, fill in the blank about whatever the behavior was that they were trying to get you to do. And you begin to learn, oh, this is the truth about love, this truth that I actually have to take on this limiting belief about myself in order to feel loved and feel safe in my family of origin.
So now in this imprint that you're talking about, obviously, many people come from backgrounds that have been damaging and traumatic to varying degrees. There is a way, once you figure out somebody's blueprint for love, so to speak, based on where they come from, there is a way to actually create a healing so that they can go back to where you're talking about, the source of being fully lovable and loved.
Absolutely. This is our life's work. So I want to share with your audience that I come from a family with abuse. I was born into a family where there was physical abuse, emotional abuse, my dad a rageaholic, and honestly, there was so much chaos in my family of origin that really my love imprint was that I felt I was unlovable. I mean, I didn't get married till after 40, but when Matthew proposed and I said yes, he was like, so you've been planning this since you were 4 years old and you know exactly what you want. I'm like, no, like, what are you talking about? Absolutely not. Like, I wasn't that girl that dreamed about getting married one day, about the fairy tale wedding, because I never thought anybody would ever promise to love, honor, and cherish me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't lovable. I didn't feel lovable in my family of origin. And so in order to be in this relationship with Matthew, I went on a journey to heal this love imprint, this limiting belief that I was somehow unlovable, and that love and pain were intertwined in my family of origin. I mean, I ended up in my 20s choosing a guy who, you know, we've all been there, right, Debbie? I thought he was the guy, right? And about 16 months in, I mean, he beat me. And,
wow.
And honestly, that was the wake-up call of a lifetime, because what plagued me, I mean, you know, those physical wounds heal, but gosh, in my mind, I was like, how did that happen? How did I choose someone who would harm me when the last thing I wanted was to be with somebody who would harm me? But what I understood is this idea of my love imprint, this idea of being unlovable, had love and pain intertwined. And I had to unhook those things for myself so that I can find a man like Matthew, like my husband, who is safe, and find that safe man attractive.
Okay, so I get that. So you unhook. Obviously, there's some shift that goes on, whether it's energetic or whatever level that you're working with people, and you can get them to have a different experience because of that. What about people who are older? Because more and more there are people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and above who have become widowed, separated, divorced, and that's a long time to have a pattern, way beyond childhood, but then through adulthood, a pattern of reenactment over and over with the opposite or the same sex, whomever they're in relationship with. Can you still help people then to make a change?
Certainly. We recently had a woman who was part of, we have a small group program we call Love on Purpose Mastery. And she was, and I always get it wrong, she was 74
when she started.
74 when she started.
Love her.
And she was, at 74, she was estranged from her daughter.
Her adult daughter.
She had a childhood of a lot of mental, emotional, physical abuse from her mother. And so she didn't feel safe in the world. She was living out in the middle of nowhere, right, basically away from people. Mm-hmm. After going through our program, she ends up meeting this guy, and they had a really great romance. Now, I'm going to be honest, it didn't last. But what she said to us after this, you know, it recently broke up, she said, you know what, this was the most amazing experience of my life because I never knew I could have a relationship like this. I never knew I could be with a man that was my friend, that was my lover, that felt so compatible with me. Now, ultimately, they had different goals. They had different desires, right? She wanted to share her life with somebody, and he, you know, he wanted to sort of continue to remain a bachelor. Now, the other piece that she shared with us, and this is right when she finished the program, was she healed that relationship with her grown daughter. In the past, her grown daughter had never allowed her to take pictures with her grandson.
Or with her.
And, you know, at one point, she's over there, you know, after our program, and her daughter's like, hey, why don't we all get a picture, and why don't we all take a selfie? And suddenly she's bringing our client into her life because energetically our client had shifted. She had released her block. She had released her fear around love.
And what's so interesting, so this is that she was 74 when she did our program. This is 2 years ago. She's 76 now. So this relationship lasted over a year, about a year and a half. And what's interesting in speaking with her recently when she informed us that, you know, they decided very consciously to split. They didn't live in the same city. And as Matthew said, you know, they had different visions about what they really wanted in the relationship long term. And her peace with herself, her self-love was in a place where this wasn't a devastating experience. It was an experience that she could go through as a grown woman to say, oh, wow, I had so much love and connection through this experience. I know I'm going to carry that into the next relationship and into the next relationship or the next or the next or the next. Because what we want your listeners to really understand is that love does not come from outside of you, right? This ridiculous Hollywood myth, this Jerry Maguire, you know, bullshit, excuse my French, excuse my cursing, but, you know, this idea that someone is going to come along and complete you is hogwash. It is the most debilitating idea of accidental love, which really is dysfunctional. Somebody completing you is a codependent, dysfunctional relationship that will not bring you soul satisfaction. That really the work of transforming your love imprint is stepping into the wholeness of who you really are. That
so
wholeness that we all come into being, right, as that baby, as Matthew said.
I want to ask a question. When you're talking about the wholeness and this amazing story about this woman, she feels like a flower who bloomed, and it's just healing so many aspects of her life. Is the real reason, then, why love is hard because we're living below our means? So if we're talking about finances, this would be we're financially capable of making this incredible abundance of wealth. We're living below our means. We're talking about love. So does that mean we're living way below our means and deservability for love?
Well, yes, and I'm going to say it like this, that most people do love backwards. So accidental love is I meet somebody, we have this connection, I have a feeling, right? We're like, oh, my God, I have this feeling for this person, and then we do whatever we can to try to keep the feeling. Well, Debbie, you know this. What do we know about emotion? Emotion is not sustaining. Emotions are a grab bag. We never know what we're going to get. That feeling doesn't stay. And so we start, you know, what Matthew and I call twisting into a pretzel, trying to keep this feeling, this elusive feeling, because of the way this person made us feel or inspired us to feel, because nobody makes you feel anything, right? Mm. So creating love on purpose, which is our business, is purposefully having a vision for what is the relationship that you truly desire, not from what is possible for you, not from who the person, the other person is, but from your true heart vision of what kind of relationship do you want. How do you want it to function? How do you want to feel? What are the important values that you would share with this person, this ex person, this, you know, Y person, whatever, labeled, fill in the blank, right? This person, your beloved, your soulmate, without filling in the face, the name, the hair color, the, you know, car
the
drive,
occupation,
all
the,
of that craziness.
The financial statements of, right?
Right? That really, when you create the vision of what it is that you really want, now you're free to date as a grown-up. Now you're free to date with a kind of discernment of, does this person fit that vision of what I truly want or not?
Wow. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. I'm interviewing dating coaches, relationship experts, Orna and Matthew Walters. When we come back, I want to ask them, how are the ways that we can allow love to flow and be magnetized to us, as well as what truly are those tools of transformation? Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Debbie Dashinger here. We're back. And I want to start by asking you, on the flip side, what are the ways that love flows? How can we make love, the other sex, the same sex, wherever we're playing, how can we make it be magnetized to us? And I might say those we prefer to be with, should be with, deserve to be with, be magnetized to us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is such an important idea. So we call the work we do in our website, all right, is creating love on purpose, right? Because we know that love can be an intentional act. Love can be a choice. Love can be something we do consciously, that we live consciously in our lives, as opposed to, you know, sort of our bigger mission, which is busting this idea of accidental love, that love just sort of happens, that love is mysterious, that love, you know, you stumble into it and you don't know how to recreate it. In our own relationship, every day, every hour, every minute sometimes, we make a conscious choice to choose love, to choose to be loving with ourselves, to choose to be loving with each other. And this in itself changes our mindset, it changes our actions, it changes the way we behave. I remember once we were having an argument, and I can't remember what it was about, but at some point we needed a little break, mm-hmm. right? You know, because the truth is, you know, we're two very passionate people, and we fight sometimes. We always know, though, once again, because we're conscious and we're choosing love, that all conflict is a doorway to deeper connection. So we don't fear the fight. We step into it. So we were having one of these, you know, passionate disagreements, and we needed a break. And Orna, you know, she left, and she went to the store. And while she was at the store, she bought two cookies, one for her and one for me. And she came back, and after we had calmed down a little bit, we worked through, whatever our disagreement was. And then she said, "Hey, I got you a cookie while I was at the store." And I just thought that was hilarious because I'm like, wait a minute. We're fighting. You're mad at me, right? I'm mad at you. And yet you're still going, "Oh, I bet Matthew'd like this cookie," right? And starting from this place, right, that we're going to choose love with ourselves, we're going to choose to be loving with the intimate people in our lives, right, that this begins to change energetically how we behave and the choices we make.
Oh, I love that. There's such a sweetness about that. And so you received the cookie and you made up.
Exactly. And, you know, there's this other piece you said. So how can people magnetize themselves to, you know, their soulmate or their mm-hmm. ideal mate or whatever, you know, true soul partner, we've oftentimes used that phrase, whatever that means to you, right? Because we don't have a belief that there's like one soulmate out there for you. And if you don't find them in this lifetime, well, too bad. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it's such a ridiculous idea because it really leaves us powerless. So most people are choosing love in reaction to the past. You know, for example, we had a client, and this client had, you know, been cheated on mm-hmm. by the person that she thought was the love of her life, right? And she's somebody who's got big energy. She's somebody who lights up a room. And she actually came to us when she was married because she's like, how can I change this dynamic? Because she was in this relationship with this guy who was probably the most trustworthy, never going to cheat guy in the world. Hmm. And yet he kept being triggered by her energy. He kept wanting her to be smaller, wanting her to be less, wanting her to, you know, to not shine her light. And it was causing so much conflict between the two of them. And so when we started working with her, the first place we went, which is where we go with so many of our clients, is, look, what were the choices you made that led you to this place? And the choice she made was, I thought I was with my soulmate. He cheated on me and broke my heart. So I am going to make sure that trust, honesty, fidelity, these are at the top of my list. Now, those sound like great things. Those sound like great values, right, to have in relationship. And yet, trust, honesty, and fidelity for her had so much betrayal and mm-hmm. anger and hurt tied up into them. And so she was still caught up in the story of trying to get away from that pain. We're all trying to avoid pain. We're all trying to avoid heartbreak. And so we make choices based on, well, what's the opposite of what I know I don't want?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And your people, everyone who listens to Dare to Dream, you're all about creation. Right. How do we create? And we don't create anything by saying it's the opposite of what I don't want. And yet that's how we think about love.
Because you can't create from lack. And the truth is, what is in your true heart's desire, what you really want, is not the opposite of what you don't want. So if you really want to magnetize in someone that is worthy of you as the prize, if you really want to go for thriving in love, look at what drives you in relationship. Just make the list of what's important, not about the person, but about the relationship. How would you like that relationship to function? What's important to you in the dynamic of the relationship with this other person?
So and then I like that. Are you talking about things like, it's important for me to travel the world? It's important for me to be with someone I can enjoy a glass of wine and have deep conversation but also laugh my ass off with? Someone I like that?
No. Those are the how how our drivers manifest. We're talking about a step before that. So when we look at the drivers with our clients, when we're doing this process, we have words like communication, intimacy,
fun, shared
adventure, right? So
support,
right? These are the words that people use when they talk about the dynamic that they want to feel in their relationship. So let's use communication as an example. You know, when we dig deeper into why communication is important, oftentimes what we hear is, well, communication is important to me because, you know, I, as a little girl growing up, I never knew what was going on with my parents. And it was always a mystery, and they were always fighting, but nobody would ever talk to me about what was really going on. And then, you know, in my marriage, I ended up marrying a guy who just never shared with me any of his intimate thoughts. And I just feel so hurt and sad about that.
Mm.
Oh, can you feel energetically how that's not a great place to create from?
Right.
Instead, what if we flip it and say, wow, you know, communication's so important to me. It's actually one of my, you know, core values in our relationship, because when Orna and I are communicating, when we're talking about what we want and what we need and what we feel, I feel more connected. And when I feel more connected to Orna, it's like the love just keeps growing inside of me. And the more we talk about what's going on, the more connected I feel. And so the more I want to talk about what's going on.
Mm.
Do you see energetically the difference?
I do. I really do. So is this part of the tools of transformation? Is this where you start with people?
Well, let's talk about that, because I'm trained in hypnotherapy and NLP, therapeutic imagery, all these ways of accessing the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, we cannot talk our way or read our way or get more information that's going to change this subconscious story, this program, this emotional pattern we have. We actually have to work through the body, because our subconscious lives physically in our body. You know, we have this fascinating word in the English language. This word is feeling. And feeling describes several different things. It describes physical sensation, right? How's your ankle feeling? How's your stomach feeling? Or it also describes emotion. How are you feeling about what happened the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, we're talking about the same thing, because our emotions express themselves physically in our body. So when we start paying attention to how we're actually physically feeling, we start to learn so much more about what's really going on.
Hmm.
And then we need to talk to the subconscious in the language of the subconscious,
which is symbol, image, story, metaphor. You know, I can't talk to your subconscious, Debbie. I can't say, Debbie's subconscious, right? It's not going to speak in English or Swahili or French, right? It has a different kind of language. And so really, when we talk about the tools of transformation, that's where we get to access these symbols, image, story, and metaphor for what it means to our specific clients. Not a general cookie-cutter sense, like one size fits all. Actually, one size fits one, because we get the information from the client. We always say that we're guides to love. We are guides to love because we don't give our clients something they don't have. We guide them to places to access the things that they desire. We guide them into their blind spot to create from their true heart's desire. But first, the first step is to identify and remove the blocks. You know, we started off talking about this idea that Matthew and I call your love imprint, how you learn to receive love in your family of origin. Right? And we always word someone's love imprint from the block. Not because it's true, but because it makes the block obvious. So here was I, Orna, walking around having the limiting belief, the incorrect belief that I was unlovable. So I kept attracting men into my life who reinforced that belief that I was unlovable. When I was able to change that story and unhook love and pain and decide, in not from a conscious place in my brain saying, well, I know I'm lovable, not that, not from that place, but when every cell of my being was open to knowing the truth of being lovable, that's when I can attract a man in who loved me in that way.
That's a profound change to go through and then find your beloved, Matthew, and then be able to have this longevity in your marriage and relationship and also be coaches and teachers. When you go back now from this perspective, Orna, and you reengage with your family, all those old wounds, the chaos you described, the abuse, the rage, is there still triggers for you, or do you find yourself changed within your family of origin?
Well, those relationships shifted and changed. But, you know, part of my journey, because I grew up in a toxic home, was to understand that I have to choose me. You know, you started the show and opened the show by saying you have to make yourself happy because you can't make anyone else happy. You know, Matthew and I say it like this. We only have control over three things: what we think, what we feel, and what we do. I knew being in a toxic relationship, even with toxic family members, was going to be toxic, was going to leave me feeling bad. Mm-hmm. So my dad is no longer here on the planet, but before he passed, I didn't have a relationship with him. It wasn't possible for me to have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. My mother is still on the planet, and I, at one point, attempted again to have a non-toxic relationship with her and checked. I did a check-in. Has this woman changed in her 80s? Can I have a relationship with this person that isn't toxic? Unfortunately, my mother is toxic.
Mm-hmm. You know, so many people believe that, you know, if they change, that then they can influence everybody else in their life to change. And it doesn't really work that way. What happens, because there is a dynamic in a family system, is when you change, it actually forces everybody else to adjust to you because you're no longer playing the game.
Right.
You're playing a different game. Some people in your family will be open to making those adjustments and will actually welcome them. Mm-hmm. Other people in your family will resist them. And you have no control over that. And part of the journey of loving yourself, right, as you said, you know, making yourself happy first, is knowing who you can trust and who you can't, knowing who belongs in the inner circle and who does not.
And oh, my God, can you talk about that for a second? That feels so important, knowing who you can trust, knowing who you can't. And I hear that word invitation. You're the gatekeeper. You allow or you disallow. Just talk a little bit about that, Orna.
Absolutely. This is one of the things that is so important because we have this belief that because someone is a family member, they're automatically in the inner circle and nothing could be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. People are in your inner circle because they're safe, and toxic people are not safe. They are not safe. So I grew up in a family where some of those key players are toxic people, and I chose to not have a relationship with them. Now, you know, there's a book called Mean Mothers, so if somebody's listening to me, I just want to share with you. That book was amazing for me to stumble upon. I can't remember the author's name right now, but, you know, motherhood is, you know, proclaimed close to sainthood, but really, you know, not all mothers are nurturing mothers. So if you're listening to us right now and you had a non-nurturing mother, please know that you're not alone. Because reading that book, Mean Mothers, gave me the inspiration to understand that I wasn't alone. Because it made me feel crazy to think that I wasn't going to have a relationship with my mother. But I had to for self-preservation. Do you understand that not having a relationship with my mother was the most loving act that I could take for myself?
Yes.
So this is
really
the deal.
Do.
Right? So if you want to hear more about how you discover who is acceptable, who can be in your inner circle, who you need to push to an outer circle, who is toxic, who is not, I'll share with you what we call the responsibility equation.
And before we get to responsibility equation, we're going to take a break. Will you do me a favor? I know you have something for people, and this is a free gift for them. Let us know right here so we can make sure to check in with that.
Sure. It's at creatingloveonpurpose.com/dare-to-dream, one word, And it is a free report we have. It's called 7 Major Mistakes That Single Women Make That Block Them From True Love and How to Avoid Them. And it really walks through a lot of these concepts we're talking about and goes deeper into them. So there's an audio and an ebook at creatingloveonpurpose.com/dare to dream.
creatingloveonpurpose.com/dare to dream. 7 Major Mistakes. Definitely get your free copy, and let's see if we can get you to the next step. We're going to be back with more with Orna and with Matthew, and we will be talking about the responsibility equation when we return.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access-change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access-change.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. We are talking about love, and Orna and Matthew Walters are my very esteemed guests today. Before the break, they started to share about the responsibility equation. Okay, I really want to hear responsibility, the ability to respond equation. What is that?
Yes, so the responsibility equation is really great about taking responsibility for what is ours and not taking responsibility for things that we shouldn't take responsibility for. So it goes like this. If someone has a problem with me, it is their problem. And if I have a problem with someone, it's my problem. I'm going to say that again.
Yes,
someone
please.
Has a problem with me, right? If someone has a problem with me, it's their problem. And if I have a problem with someone, it is my problem. Now, this assumes, right, that our behavior is in our integrity, that we are not consciously trying to manipulate, consciously trying to take advantage of people, right? This just assumes we're just being ourselves in the world, like most people are. Now, what we tend to find is people who are caught up in victimhood, right, are not taking responsibility for what is theirs. They're blaming outside of them. You caused this, you did this, you made me feel, right, all of those things. But what's really interesting is the people who are our clients, who we tend to work with the most, are people who take on too much responsibility.
Oh, my God. Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
People who think, right, people who think that they are responsible for other people's happiness or that they are responsible for other people's upset, and you're not.
Okay, so how do we deal with that? How do we process that or take care of ourselves?
Sure. One of the things we do is we begin to take responsibility for our problems, right? We begin to say, I'm upset, I'm hurt, I'm angry. And we look, we always say it like this, we look at ourselves like a detective, mm-hmm. right? Meaning we let go of judgment about our behavior or our feelings or whatever because they just are. Right? They're not good, they're not bad, they just exist. And so we start looking at ourselves like a detective and we say, okay, so what's really going on here? Why am I so hurt by this person's behavior? And let's use the example of the woman who had communication, right, as one of her core values. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she told us that her ex-husband, right, never, he would just clam up, he would never share with her what was going on, and she always felt so hurt and so sad in that situation. Well, if you look, the other piece we told in that story was that she grew up in a family that never communicated about what was really going on. And so her hurt and sadness around her husband's behavior isn't about her husband. It's about her childhood. We say it this way, right? This feeling is not hysterical. It's historical. And when we begin to understand that, you know, so many of our emotional patterns come from childhood, and we are with people in our current lives that trigger those feelings because our subconscious says this is familiar. We know what this is, right? And the subconscious mind doesn't, let's say it this way, the subconscious mind is committed to keeping you alive. And it knows that the best way to keep you alive is to do the things in the past that didn't kill you.
Whoa. Wow. That's very potent. So you're talking about responsibility. I am, you are, we are each responsible for what goes on within us. The other person is not. However, we do have certainly the voice to say, this is how I'm feeling, this is my
right.
experience, you know, to communicate and make that a valued experience.
Exactly. And the key to that is using I language. I feel this, right? I feel hurt when it appears to me that you don't want to share,
mm-hmm.
right? And notice what I said, when it appears to me that you don't want to share.
Mm.
Because
I
it is my perception of the event.
Yeah, I feel hurt and I get confused when someone doesn't share with me what's going on with them because I'm working in the dark here.
Wow.
Would you please open up and share with me how you're feeling?
Yes.
I want to know.
Wow. This is really great stuff. I'm resonating deeply with this. And even for somebody like me who's done, I think I've done a lot of work for a lot of years, you know, I recently went through an experience where I was so frustrated for 2 weeks. And I found that my colleagues, my friends, everybody I was supposed to do something with, they were not following through. And I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and she said, "Guy, you sound tired." And I said, "Yeah, you know, I have a lot going on. It's very busy." And I realized 2 hours later, I was lying. I wasn't mindfully lying. I was actually not connected to how I was really feeling.
Right.
My real feelings were, I am disappointed in you. I've texted you, I've emailed you, I've written you. You don't follow up. I'm actually helping you with something. And I felt that way with four different people at the same time. And in my relationship last night, I got snippy about something kind of stupid, you know, on television. Like, you changed the channel, and you didn't hit the remote on pause first. And my partner looked at me like, whoa. And I said, you know what? Do you have a moment? Let's really pause the TV. Can I tell you what's really going on? And I appreciate hearing what you both are saying right now because I wasn't clear on my next step. And I bet I have something that a lot of people have, which is always the fear, even though I have every right to say this and be real about it, and God knows who I will help by speaking the truth for myself, but it creates fear in me. If I speak up, I could lose this friendship. Right?
Absolutely. Now, we want to say it like this. We
uh-huh.
understand that when we speak how we feel, it is a risk. And it is the biggest risk with the biggest reward that you could ever mm-hmm. give any kind of relationship,
wow.
be it a friend, a child, a brother, a sister, a mother, a lover, whatever, that when we are authentic, when we share our authentic truth, remember, authenticity holds a very high vibration. So when you share how you feel authentically, you are, it's like sending an invitation to that other person to meet you at that high vibration of authenticity. Mm-hmm. And what we have found with one another in our own relationship and with all the clients, all the thousands of clients we've had all around the globe is what this is what we call the magic of intimacy. Because the only way to have emotional intimacy with somebody is to be emotionally authentic. And mm-hmm. what our soul's desire is to have that kind of connection with another person, to have this emotional intimacy. So when you risk and you share how you feel authentically, now you have no control over that whether that person accepts your invitation or not, right? Just like if you're going to have a party, you're going to invite people. Some people will come to your party and some people won't be able to make it, right? Uh-huh. And so you don't take it personally when somebody can't make it to your party, right? Uh-huh. And so just like when you risk and you share your authentic experience, and you're giving them an invitation to join you at that very high vibration of authenticity. When someone accepts that invitation, oh my gosh, what's beautiful is when they then share how they feel authentically, now you have that emotional connection. Mm. See, our ego wants to be right. Our ego says, I'm right, so if I'm right, then guess what? The other person's automatically wrong. Now, in my relationship, that means the person I love most in the world is now wrong. If I'm right, I, Orna, am right, then Matthew is automatically wrong. Well, I don't want Matthew to be wrong. There isn't a right or wrong here. Ego has us with this right-wrong thing that isn't going to get us what we want. What we want is connection. So when I simply share where I am, I feel whatever, fill in the blank, right? I feel angry, hurt, sad, frustrated, whatever. Then Matthew has the opportunity to say, oh, I hear you. Now I'm feeling whatever, whatever he's feeling. Oh, now I have some understanding about where he is and what's going on with him. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the magic of intimacy. What we know is we're not looking for agreement. I don't need agreement from him. Mm-hmm. How I feel is appropriate. I want to give every single person listening to us right now, today, I want to give you a gift. The gift is honor how you feel in the moment. How you feel is appropriate. Give yourself the gift of the feeling, whatever it is.
Oh, I love this conversation so much. I love these people. Stay with us. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Orna and Matthew Walters. They are love experts, and they're talking about how to create love on purpose, how to get the love you want. There's more when we come back.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Take a Well, we're back. Remember, creatingloveonpurpose.com/daretodream. Go there to get your free report from these amazing people. We're right here at the end. Let's do like a lightning round and see what we can get in. I'm curious about attracting. Key to attracting, what is it?
The key to attracting is really becoming what you want to attract.
Becoming what you want to attract. And Orna, is it ever okay to lie in a relationship?
No, absolutely not. You want to be authentic. Why would you be inauthentic? That will not get you what you want.
Okay, so if someone had an affair, it could potentially hurt somebody, they're on the mend, don't tell.
It's not about the affair. It's about what was missing that you weren't getting. So it's about really looking at what's really going on. It is important. The only way to have the kind of intimate connection that you want from a true soul partner is to be authentic. You cannot have that if you are false.
Dare to dream. This is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? Your future dreams and goals as a couple or as individuals?
Wow. Well, I will say our biggest mission in our life is to get people to think differently about love. We want to bust this myth of accidental love because it wreaks havoc all over our society. If you look at the statistics, you know, we hear this 50% divorce rate all the time. I'm a stickler for details. It's actually 48%, according to the Gottman Institute. 48% of first marriages will end in divorce. But that number skyrockets. When you get to third marriage, it is 75%.
Wow.
75% of third marriages will end in divorce. So this idea of if I just found the right person, all my problems would go away, that is incorrect. That is a falsehood. It is not about, oh, I need to find the right person. It's, again, about becoming the right person. So if we get rid of this accidental myth that love is just going to magically happen when you meet the right person or when we least expect it, ludicrous, really. Is the dishwasher going to fix itself when you least expect it? I don't think so. So really, the biggest goal that we have is to have people think differently around how you can create love rather than feel like it's fate. And we have the most powerful force in the universe is our own free will. We as human beings are incredibly powerful, and our mission is to get as many people as we can in alignment with their own power so they can have the love that is truly their birthright.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Matthew, a fast final thought.
So we talked a lot about trauma and drama. I just want you to know that you can have a family like mine. My parents were married for 57 years, and you can still have subconscious blocks to love.
Hmm.
And so it's not about, you know, whether it was traumatic or not. It's about the decisions you made as a child about what was going on around you.
Orna, Matthew, Walter, thank you so much for inspiring us on Dare to Dream today. I really appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, thank you. We so appreciate you having us to share about Creating Love on Purpose. Thank you, Debbie.
Absolutely. You guys go to creatingloveonpurpose.com/daretodream. I end today's show with this quote from Stephanie Perkins of Anna and the French Kiss. For the two of us, home isn't a place. It is a person, and we are finally home. For classes on Media Mastery training, go to MediaMasteryRadio.com to become the best at radio interviews. And for creating your book into a guaranteed international bestseller, go to MyBestsellerBook.com and my website, DebbieDashinger.com, for any of your free downloads today. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream,
This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it.